It's me, Relly, Serendipity Podcast. I make my own commercials. Hi, guys. This is Relly, a.k.a. Sherelle, a.k.a. Sherelle, a.k.a. Relly. Whatever it is that you want to call me, as long as it's proper and it's a queen, you know, it's a queen vibe going on, everything is all good. So, I wanted to make this episode very quickly. This is season 3, episode 2. Y'all heard my last joint. It was like how to pray. Very simple, very quick, 14 minutes, not a big deal. However, I talk about all sorts of things, so there's no need to get stuck and like, oh, I don't think I'm going to listen to the podcast. Just listen. Hear me out first before you fucking change it. First of all, I'm from the Bronx. Anybody who just clicked on my season and y'all not, you know, well-versed and what the fuck the Bronx looks like, this is it right here. This is your girl, Sherelle. I'm from the boogie down Bronx, always repping the Bronx all the time. So I wanted to talk about something that you might want to talk about too. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to word the title of this episode. I think I'm going to name it Who You Argue With. How about that? Who you argue with. Let's get something straight here though. I refuse to argue with anybody that's not on my level. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna say that very slowly. I refuse to argue with anybody that's not on my level. Not because I don't think you're smart. You're smart enough to try to have the argument, right? But you're not smart enough to win it. So I personally would say this. If there's somebody that you're arguing with, right? First of all, you say to them, you say in your mind first, just like Keon says, when you realize who you are, you will change who you argue with, right? So if I know for sure, if I know who I am for sure, meaning like, who am I? Well, that's the first thing that you would say, right? Because you have people who kind of don't like you. You would say, who am I first? Do I got my shit together? Am I able to do things for other people? Am I able to be kind, be courteous, loving, all those things, you know? Am I able to make money? Am I able to comprehend what the fuck is going on? And then for the people that are trying you, that are testing you, they're trying you and they're testing you. They're trying you and they're testing you. They're trying you and they're testing you. Now it turned into some like dud shit. Because you're like, all right, I'm trying to be the best person, the best version of myself, right? You pray and everything, but yet they're still testing you. They're still testing you. So do I have any book fucking advice to give you and tell you go fucking meditate or go exercise or go breathe it out? Hey, by all means, if that's shit that you need to do, go do it. But I tell you something else that's not going to make the situation better. You're not God, right? So that means whatever person that's fucking with you, whether it's at your job, your boss, your parents, whatever, a friend, don't choose to argue with them. And if you do choose to argue with them, because some people don't really have the capacity, they'll be like, fuck it, you know, Sherelle, I couldn't do it this, you know, I have to go tell this person how I feel or whatever the case might be. Hey, by all means, but guess what? You're going to be wasting your breath. Because as much as they were able to do you dirty in that amount of time, will be the same amount of time they sit there and pretend that they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, like I said, because I know who I am or because you know who you are, there's no need to argue, right? Now, in a sense of where if it's like your boss or something like that, now we all have fucking bosses that we hate, don't we? We all fucking bosses that we hate. And then you'll be like, oh man, I don't know how to do this, you know? And then they catch an attitude or whatever the case might be. You figure it out, take a deep breath, and you're like, okay, if this is the kind of treatment that I'm getting, maybe I need to change jobs. Maybe this is not the type of help I'm receiving, whatever. My boss is not like that. Shout out to my boss, Ariel, because I absolutely love, I do love my boss. She always looks out for me. But in the sense of like other people who really like dislike where they work, or even coworkers, or I would say like friends, right? How to argue with people? What do you say when they think that they know you? Oh, but you would join this, blah, blah, blah. What do you say between then? Now, I'm going to say this. Like I said, or like the background music says, my husband's music, shout out to Melodic. When you know who you are, it'll change who you argue with. So if you know, this is, and literally this clicked in my fucking mind as soon as when I actually heard my husband sampling this. You know, I know that I'm smart. I know that I'm intelligent. I know that I have people who care for me. And I know that some of the things and how my views and my morals and my belief system, I know that's me. And if nobody else likes it, fuck them. If nobody else likes it, I'm not gonna change for you. I can grow as a person, for sure. I think we all need to grow. But I'm not changing who the fuck I am for nobody. Okay? So, like I said, for people who's trying to test the waters over here, you know what I'm saying? Who trying to test the Aquarius gates of this motherfucker, just know that I know who I am. And there's always ways around stuff. There's always ways around stuff. So if you're one of those people who you're just causing havoc for everyone in your fucking life, I promise you, you're not going to be around that long. Meaning, I'm not like as in threatening a life yet. I'm just saying you're not going to be around that long pertaining to being around people who's going to tolerate that from you. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be, there's certain people that you bring certain people to. And when I say that, I mean, you can't bring certain friends or certain people around another group of friends because you're trying to be very cautious of who may not like who and blah, 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 this and that and third. But everybody's grown, right? Who you choose to argue with will dictate what type of person you are. Who you choose to argue with will dictate the type of person you are almost. So if that person is yelling and screaming and you're doing the exact same thing, 9 times out of 10, you are just as, you know, just as hard-headed or stubborn as the next person. Have I had my moments of arguing with someone and trying to overly prove my point? Exactly, I have. This is why I'm telling you right now, there's no fucking point. There's no fucking point going back and forth with someone who's actually not trying to hear you. If the person is being open-minded and you kind of disagree and there's like a debate going on there, but respectfully so, that's great. But I mean like people who just don't fucking get it. Like as if you would think that they're stupid because they're not getting it, because I met some pretty stupid people before, but there's things that don't click to certain people. So I'll just say, always be careful of who you argue with, because it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth them taking any and everything from you. It's not worth them taking like a day from you. Can you imagine? That's what I'm thinking like right now. For the amount of times that I got mad at someone, it takes up my entire day. Now, if it's somebody that I really love, like maybe my sister or my husband, and I'm arguing with them, it's going to affect me in a different kind of way, you know, because I love them. They're like so close to me. But if it's, I'm not talking about in that sense, I guess it, in my situation, in your sense, it could be kind of different. You know, you could be arguing with people that are close to you and you just kind of don't know how to handle it. I would honestly just say if you're dealing with a person who is narcissistic and who just believes in their own shit and doesn't want to change, or then you have a fucking problem ahead, okay? I would say just don't fuck with them. That's me. That's me, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm from the Bronx. We don't tolerate shit for that long. We don't tolerate shit for that long. You see, we're going to see how you are. We're going to see if we can fuck with you. If we can't, if your energy is off, if your vibe is off, if your hello is a little bit off. Nigga, if you ain't even fucking chewing the right type of gum and we ain't on the same type of time, nigga, that's it. So, you know, be mindful. Be mindful of those things. I really didn't have much to say except, like, try to be patient, man. It is so, I think what that's one of the things I'm working on now is trying to be patient. It's fucking hard. So fucking hard. You're being patient because you are trying to be patient with other people who are not on the same level as you. And that's the tricky part. When you know that you're a leader and you know that you obviously are different from other people, it takes patience to wait till people can catch up to you. You know what I mean? And as much as you want to scream out and be like, yo, what the, why are we on this type of time? What are we doing? Let's do this, this, and this. And you already have the plan in your head. 9 times out of 10, you're over there like, why isn't nobody seeing this? Why isn't nobody realizing that this is wrong? This is not right. We should be doing this way and this. And that's how you kind of know that you're a leader, because you'll start seeing shit before everyone else would see it, which is so weird. Maybe it's instinct. Who knows? Maybe God gave you a good thing of instinct inside of you. But for me, I'm not arguing with no dud. You know, I'm not arguing with no strawberry shortcake. I'm not doing it. I mean, I think at this point now, I think I gave a lot of fucking passes. I think I gave a lot of passes to people. And if you listen to this podcast, if you know that you are the person who I gave a, you know, a fucking pass to, then you're a fan. You clicked on my shit because you're a fan. So I would just say, I'm not going to be dealing with no bullshit from no fucking body. Not from a strawberry shortcake, not from no fucking dud, not from some cheese ball ass. I'm not dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dealing with it at all. Now, I will say this. What is the best way to deal with somebody when you are arguing with them? I'm not going to lie. Hanging up the phone does help. It helps in that moment. But I think once I hear a person out and what they're saying makes sense and they can, their delivery is okay, but it's an argument, I would say I wouldn't mind answering back as long as it's, you know, it's useful. Two people can debate something very strongly, right? That's why we have fucking politics. So if two people that are not in politics can't just stand on their own two things and just agree to disagree, you know, then what the fuck are you doing in the conversation? I don't necessarily believe that somebody has to believe what I'm saying. I just want it to be agree to disagree that this or that cannot happen, right? But when you're dealing with friends, family, exes, coworkers, bosses and stuff like that, you kind of got to second guess real quick, like, is what I'm about to say about to change the whole dynamic of what I have going on here? And like my mother told me the other day, before you open your mouth, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose before you open your mouth and snap at somebody who's not really on the same level as you? Are you really gaining anything by even informing that person, whatever it is that you have to inform them about? Are you gaining anything from it? No, you're not. You don't know because you're fucking dealing with duds. You don't, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to get it. I got a few duds on my list. You know, I got a few little duds on my list, you know, but it's just, they're not on my level. So it's just, whatever, you know, I'm my husband's sniper, you know? I'm my husband's sniper. Like I'm in the background, you know? Usually most women are. You're in the background, just kind of just watching, you know what I'm saying? But anybody who really, really know the deal know that you should already have a fucking blueprint. And I may not have millions of dollars, but I have a blueprint in my mind of what God wants me to be in my life. A very loving person, a person that goes through experiences. I'm going to cry. I'm going to do all this stuff, right? But one thing I'm not going to have is an argument with a stupid ass person. I'm not going to do that. Doesn't make sense to. So everything that you're trying to create in your life, if the person or people that you are, that's, you know, giving you backlash about whatever it is, then either don't say anything. You don't say anything. And it's, again, please be mindful if you're listening to my podcast. Don't do one of these numbers, because I feel like people do this sometimes too. They'll take a podcast or YouTube show and they'll take one sentence out and they'll bring it back to their spouse and they're just like, you need to do this. No, don't do that. Because I'm no better than arguing. I'm not a better person than you. I'm just telling you things that I think has worked for me over time. I can argue with people who are close to me, you know, back and forth, because we're going to love each other no matter what. But I'm talking about people who just don't really give a fuck about what you think. They don't even give a fuck about your well-being. And you would know if the person really thought about what you said during an argument. Like if they're sitting there listening, they're just like, well, I can kind of see your point there, but such and such, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, their rebuttal. Or even if it's not a rebuttal, they'll know. Just know there's going to be a shitload of people who disagree with you in life. And it's, you know, it's only one of you to decipher. It's only one of you, one kind of you that's going to decipher if it makes sense for you to respond back to that person. No sense at all. But I'm not saying you can always have a plan, because God will laugh at your plans. But I am saying you always have a strategy. Always have a strategy. Always. And I'll say this. Excuse me. I almost choked on my own spit. If you do have a strategy and you are the person that's causing numerous amount of arguments, or you're very argumentative, it's not going to work. Your strategy and your plan, it's not going to work. You know why? Because God doesn't like ugly. You have to have good, and I was talking about this all week, it's because it's just stuck in my head, good heart posture is what I learned, you know, from church. If you're not in it with love and, you know, you're not being cruel or malicious to other people, then you're, whatever it is that you're trying to work against somebody who disagrees with you, it's not going to work. This episode is for people who are trying to be better and they are great people. And, you know, it just seems like they always get in the short end of the stick for some odd reason, because people like, you know, stupid fucks are the ones that keep winning, right? Not because they deserve it, but because you can go reach to the top super fast, right? You could have your kids, you could have a great house, you could have a great boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. But it's when you get all that and God sees how you got it, you're going to fall fast. This episode is for people who have tried to hold their motherfucking tongue for so long, and yet and still we're trying to keep our composure, because if you know who you are, you know, you will know who you argue with. So I'll just say, be patient. Be fucking patient. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, my child. It's coming. Anyway, Serendipity Podcast, I just wanted to say really quick, we always talk about random shit all the time. It's just me. I'm from the boogie down Bronx. I love the Bronx. Always have, always will. The Bronx teaches you so much stuff, just being in New York, down to Brooklyn, Queens. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Staten Island count to me. I'm sorry. Y'all on a whole nother island. Y'all niggas don't count to me. That's just my personal preference. Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, all those places that I've been to, it always taught me to, that moment that you're in it, to live in it. That moment that you feel good. You know, the moment you're trying to rock real quick with somebody, you try to bebop with them real quick, like, oh, you trying to fuck me up, word? You be in that moment, you stay focused. It may sound all crazy to whoever's listening to this episode, but whoever's from New York will truly get it. That when you start traveling and this and the third, and you start meeting other people, they test you a little bit. They be testing New Yorkers, because they be thinking that we just fucking nice buildings and lights on 42nd Street and shit. And that's not true. So again, if there's somebody that you are going back and forth with, don't even worry about it, because God got you. So just keep it a buck. And just remember, if you know who you are, it will change who you argue with. Thanks, Melodic. Love you.